Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 38. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Today we will be talking about the latest tech news and any other geeky items we may think are relevant, more or less, for the last week. Today is the 9th, I believe, of February.
Correct.
2012. If you are listening live, you know that it is clearly 8 o'clock on the dot today that we started.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
Did we last? I don't know.
No, we didn't. We were late.
No, because we did the point after attempt prior.
Yeah.
Oh, the Super Bowl happened since we've last talked.
Ooh.
Weird. It seems like forever ago already.
It does. Old news.
Old news.
Go Giants.
Whatever. otherwise, you can always find us on iTunes if you are not listening to us live, or if you're listening to us live now and want to check out some of our old podcasts. They're all archived on our website as well, bleedgeek.com. Just click on the little podcast category, and then they'll be there for your listening enjoyment or something.
You can listen to them right on the site. You can download them. You can
put them on discs and give them to your friends. Who knows?
Who does that anymore?
Your wife? Weirdo. Sick burn?
Anyways.
So, anyway, we can get right into the news, I suppose.
Let's do it.
I feel like the biggest story of this week has been about Path. If you are familiar with the social network, they're a mobile-only site. Not even a site, I guess. Technically, it's just an app then, right?
Just an app. I don't think they have a site. They might just have like a...
Well, I mean, you can share things via the... Like, you can give links to pictures and it goes to Path and has some crazy link. But it just shows... But anyway... So anyway, Path is a mobile application-based social network that is supposed to be like an intimate version of Facebook slash... people used to think they were more of an Instagram competitor because the first iteration was mostly a photo-sharing thing. But since then, they've released Path 2.0, which has been kind of like a relaunch for them completely. And yeah, so... The news about them, everyone's been really loving 2.0. It's been getting nothing but actually pretty good praise on from the design aspect to the usage. Personally, I know I use it less than I'd like to, but for as much as I share regularly, I guess I use it a lot. And Randy would like to use it if he had a better phone.
Someday I hope I can be cool enough.
But the issue that has come up this week is that apparently on... For iOS users, if you are using Path, it is uploading your entire address book without telling you.
That's a problem?
Some people seem to think so. For Android, this is an opt-in. They had it set, and they were, before this blew up, they had already had the app like sent to Apple to be approved so that it will be an opt-in feature on the iOS as well, but it all came up. Before and blew up before they could fix it themselves, let's say. They realized, you know, we probably shouldn't be doing it the way we're doing it. And since then, they have come out and stated, I mean, it came out with how that it was happening, and then everyone was freaking out about how they're stealing your stuff, whatever, whatever. But more recently, then, I believe it was... there's a few people that spoke out about it. Mike Arlington, who is actually an investor in them, told him, you know, in my opinion, you should just just delete everything you took. Like, obviously the reason they have it is they want to alert people when people they may know have joined Path so recommend them as a friend, let's say. Because obviously if they're in your address book, you know them.
Right.
But they were never sharing any of the data as far, you know, they say that, but...
Who knows?
Right. But they did right away. The next day they released a statement, you know, apologizing for the way they handled things. They deleted everyone's data, made it opt in. So if you want to, when you first launch it again, it'll ask you if you want to opt in. And even if you opt in at some point and you want to get rid of it later, you can just contact their support and they'll delete everything you have in there.
They should just make a button
to delete it yourself.
I think it's silly that you have to contact the support, but.
Well, you opted into it to begin with.
Right.
But then later down the line, if you decide you don't want it,
No, I get it, but still, as easy it is to opt in, it should be just as easy to opt out.
But then you get those people that would be going back and forth, and I think, don't you think that would be...
Part of the game you play, I guess.
Right.
Because you'd have people who are still legit.
But I think most people are happy with the way it was handled. I mean, unhappy with the situation to begin with, but as it's kind of being put now, they seem to be a little better with it. Or they've seemed to be said that it's been handled well. I mean, obviously, we've all known how things can go when we had Sony with their PlayStation Network being out for like 3 weeks before they even said anything. So we've all seen the other hand as well, you know? So, I don't know. I don't even care. Like, even though I was, like, so I was a person affected by this, right? I don't even care. Personally.
Right.
Like,
I'm sure there's lots of people who are freaking out. Lots of people freaking out. But it's like.
I understand people don't want. It's just, all it is names. Like, it's not like, it's names, emails, phone numbers.
Which.
I understand not wanting that out there, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it, because that's the kind of information that you could easily sell to an advertising company. You know, right. It's that kind of stuff that is kind of the
money-making thing the in the industry and butter right of now. The,
yeah, of the advertising
of the
world,
internet.
So. It's true. So,
Well, and then it almost became more of an Apple issue later, as if like people are upset that it can be such an easy thing for any app to just export your...
Can't believe they approved that app in the Apple Store.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
And so then they kind of, like, a lot of people were asking. Like, one of the weird ones I saw pop up that also does it, Angry Birds.
Interesting. And people don't care about that?
Like, I mean, like, there's, like, a number of people that are like, oh, who else has done this? Or maybe they don't do it anymore, I don't know. But I just saw it on a list of people that have at one point had access to your address book via their app. And I just thought that was an interesting one on the list. The other ones all kind of made sense. They were semi-social networks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But not that Angry Birds isn't on every device everywhere anyway, except for your phone. But...
I could get it if I wanted.
It would just not be
good.
It
would just suck.
Right.
A lot.
But that's been, I think, the biggest thing going around this week. I don't know. It seems to be all over, everywhere.
I heard it, and it's like this week I haven't been able to keep up a lot, but it's like when I do catch something, it's like, okay, this is huge, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I laughed.
I laughed. I mean, and like I said, like, it happened to me, and, like, I don't know, to me, it's just...
Are you freaking out?
No. Oh. Do I seem like I'm freaking out?
You're freaking out,
Mike. Do I look like I'm freaking out?
You're freaking out, man.
I'm freaking out.
You are freaking out.
Man. Yeah, no, whatever.
Anyways.
Everyone's already got my data. If you use Facebook, they have all of your information, and have sold it to everyone who wants it.
It's probably true.
So...
Sad story, but probably true.
I mean, even if you're just liking our page, for instance, they're telling us. Moving on. What?
Moving on. Nope. Nothing. Just hanging out.
Last week we were talking. Was it last week we talked about
it
Amazon?
Was.
I feel like it's funny. Cause
and
then,
how I brought that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was one of the funnier things. It kind of came out at the end. It was early in the week. It was like Monday. But there's rumors that Is it confirmed, do you think, yet? I think it's still rumors.
I think it's still rumors, but...
That Amazon is going to do a beta store,
Mike,
in...
Is Amazon listening to our podcast?
Seattle, yeah, obviously.
Oh, awesome.
I think everybody is.
Makes sense.
But yeah, a beta store in Seattle. But I've heard some good... We talked about reasoning for them not to build the store was the whole tax issue, but... As it turns out, they're based in Washington, so they already pay taxes there.
Oh.
So for them to build a store in Seattle makes sense.
Yeah. I suppose in any state where they have...
Because that's where they have their headquarters.
Right.
So.
Makes sense.
But I've heard that this rumored store will be mostly similar to, like...
Costco?
No. Like, which is what a lot of people think. It's more like a showcase floor. It'll have mostly, like... Their high-end, like their Kindle devices, more like an Apple or Microsoft store, where they sell, and then they'll also have like some, because Amazon also has its own publishing company where they publish books, mm-hmm. and they would showcase those books there, because I think they're maybe not sold at like Barnes & Noble's right now. Barnes & Noble? The Amazon published books. So I think they would showcase those there as well. But at that point, it's like, that seems kind of silly to me. Because I would just buy it online anyway. You can get right. Kindles at Target, Best Buy, Walmart. I don't know.
And most of the time, especially with you, since you have a Prime, it's like, well, why would I buy it in the store anyways? Because I can buy it tax-free online.
For the longest time, and like we've even talked, like you said, like a Costco-style store, because that makes sense, because they sell everything.
Literally.
But I also heard it's like when they first started selling things online, they started with books only, and then kind of moved into selling everything, so it kind of makes sense that they would just start with something small and...
Yep. Oh, it's a feeler.
Eventually, you know, start selling caskets out of their store. I don't know.
See what happens.
Right.
No, I think it's a cool idea.
So we'll see if it actually even comes up, though. I mean, it could just be speculation. But I feel like the source was, like, Wall Street Journal, and they're usually pretty good, so...
They make stuff up all the time.
They do. It's true. Don't believe anything you read there.
Speaking of Amazon.
Right.
I just read this. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
It was rumored 2 days ago and then announced yesterday, I think.
Yeah. It's like...
The couple days before, these things always start to kind of like spill out. Like, is this going to happen? Is this possibly going to happen? And mm-hmm. Then it always seems to short order after that. But Amazon Prime has signed a deal with... Or not, I guess it's really Amazon, not Amazon Prime, but...
You get it if you have Prime.
Right, because it's their instant streaming. They partnered with Viacom, who owns like all the MTV, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, and VH1 channels, and others, but those were the biggest ones that I saw out of the list. So it's funny, because whenever they do something, whenever you go to their homepage, when you just go to Amazon, it's like they have this like letter written from Jeff Bezos. I'm sure he wrote it himself, too. But it's like, oh, we've made another deal to make it even better for you. But they have added a lot of shows. But it's kind of like a stab at Netflix, I think. But I believe all four of those channels already have shows on Netflix. So it's getting them up to par, though. I mean, it's adding more stuff. I think the only reason, and I don't know if we've talked about it before, but the only way I think Amazon can really hit Netflix is if they come out on every device like Netflix is. Like, Netflix is everywhere.
But that's
even on a 3DS. I mean, a handheld.
But that's because Netflix was like kind of the first big one to market. So it had,
right.
You know, it's kind of like they have the jump start. So now Amazon is the one that kind of has to prove itself to the world that it belongs on other devices that, you know, companies like Samsung and... Well, even, you know, 3DS.
Even like the Apple TV doesn't, and I don't think the Google TV does either have Amazon Prime on it, like the instant viewing. It's only on Roku, which seems odd. I could see why Apple wouldn't, because maybe they think of it as a direct competitor, because they both rent stuff.
Right.
But Netflix, they have Netflix, so I don't see how.
Yeah, it's like...
And maybe it's in the process. I mean, maybe they're in the works with things. I don't know. I would hope. But as of yet, it's only really on your computer and a Roku box. And maybe one of the consoles. Maybe on PS3. But I don't know for sure.
Andrew's not home, so we can't ask him.
You think, would he use it?
Probably not.
I think, like... I've had Amazon Prime for almost 2 years now, but I've never tried to watch a show. Like, I feel like the way the UI is set up goofy. Like, I think I tried one time, and I was like, some of them you have to rent, and some of them are available to Prime members, but it's hard to tell. And I think that's, and maybe it's changed since then, because I tried it once and I've never gotten back. Because I just have Netflix on my TV.
Right.
Why? Whatever.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And so I haven't ever gone back and tried to use it again, but and maybe someone else knows. If any of our listeners perhaps they have used this service, or they could let me know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being retarded. These things happen.
It's true.
But, yeah. So, that's one strike against Netflix. And did you see what Verizon is possibly doing or is doing now?
Mm-mm.
They are going to partner with Redbox to build some sort of streaming service to correlate with the Redbox rentals. The only thing is they haven't really said anything about what they're going to do, just that they've formed a partnership. No one knows if they're going to, if it'll be like available to everyone, or if it'll be only Verizon Fios customers, or if it'll be kind of like
step
how,
one, Mike.
Like how Dish kind of came out, did some stuff, and they're like, hey, we bought Blockbuster, now we're going to run our own service. And then everyone's already forgotten about it. Because, I mean, really, who uses that? No one.
Nobody.
So it's kind of up in the air what's really happening, but there is a partnership between Redbox and Verizon, so it's all going streaming.
Yeah, it's the way of the world now.
The future?
It's the future. Now we just need internet to catch up with everything.
Well, I think Pat could help you out with that.
Good one.
Did you hear about Windows 8?
I did. The Windows 8 consumer preview. So it's like a step up above the developer's edition and a step below an official
beta
release client. So, goes live though, 29th.
Mm-hmm.
I'll download it again and throw it on a VM box.
Have you touched it since that basically that night?
No, because they didn't have a lot of... I mean, they've had a couple updates, but they haven't done anything with it since. So it really didn't pay to even try to play around with it. But, I mean, now they have... I mean, it makes sense that they put this consumer preview out because that's what's been on all of these devices. Like when they had CES, like with a lot of the devices that were running Windows 8, they were all on the preview edition, so it's like they might as well get, the more people they can get to have their hands on it and play with it, the better I think it is for them to, you know, free advertising. So, I don't know. I heard rumor that they were going to be getting rid of the start button officially now in Windows 8.
I heard that too.
And the one thing I thought they said was like, oh, does this sound familiar, Mac users? Because there's like some, like it'll be like a hidden button or something like that instead. Like there won't actually be a physical button in the corner, but there'll be like something that you can still click on. But it just doesn't appear 24/7.
I don't know what that's referring to. Unless it's the dock, which magically appears when I go down. But I don't think that's...
No, because you can hide your taskbar. You can make it do that exact same thing.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, I don't
know. They said something. I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay.
But
I don't know. It'll be interesting because the start button's been part of Windows since...
Even though it does look different now, it's still... Like, because now it's just a little Windows symbol.
Well, but yeah, because it always
said start. Right.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, doing support, like, with Securian moving to Windows 7. It's like when I talk to people,
you're
like, it's
press
like,
the start button.
What do you call it? You know, it's like,
the Windows
to me,
logo.
It's like, I tell them, it's like, click the start button. They're like, where's the start button? It's like, cripes, it's been there for, like, 20 years.
Use the any key.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'll just order a tab. Cripes. It's like, whatever. Killing me.
So do you have to tell them to use the Windows logo? Is that
yes.
You tell them?
Yeah, I've told some people get it, and like I always say start button first, and if they don't get it, it's like the little Windows button, the little Windows icon in the lower left corner
where the start button used to be.
It's like the only thing that changed is it doesn't say start. Killing me.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So the 29th. I mean, so that's pretty soon. Actually, I mean,
two weeks. Yeah, 2.5.
Right.
But.
3.
No, that's cool.
Almost. Yeah. But I heard that Solitaire is on Windows 8, though. Don't worry. There's.
What about Minesweeper?
I don't know. But I know Angry Birds was on there somewhere, so.
How much do you think they're making?
At Angry Birds?
Yeah.
A gajillion dollars? Well, like, shit, I can't walk through Target without seeing 18 different items that are Angry Birds. That's a pretty specific number. We've had this talk.
18?
18.
That's a very specific number.
I could probably name 18 things.
Don't do it, because I don't care that much.
And they got freaking fruit snacks and cereal.
Angry Birds fruit snacks?
Yeah.
I'd throw them at people.
Yeah. There you go. They have stuffed animals you can do that with. They have a little set where it's like you have a catapult and you have physical blocks. You set it up and you shoot the birds out of the catapult
at the pigs. How do you make the yellow one go faster?
Maybe they don't give you yellow ones because they haven't figured that out yet. I don't know. Shit. I just know that they sell little box sets that are Angry Birds. It's freaking everywhere.
So you're saying Owen needs an Angry Birds set?
No, he doesn't. He's angry enough.
10-4.
Anyway, I put this next story next because I thought...
Because we care so much about it.
No, because it was funny because I saw things saying that they were going to be the same day, that maybe they were going to do their announcement on the 29th because they've always done them on Wednesdays, and that's a Wednesday. Right. And that how funny would that be? Yeah, because they were like, oh, they could be like, oh, leap ahead to the iPad 3. Rumor is that the iPad will be announced in the first week of March. And it's more or less been confirmed that it'll have a Retina display. I can't say more or less, but like every source has come out and
said
that it will.
Everybody says it. I got to see
a screen size of it. Yeah.
It's like, I don't care.
And now they were saying it was going to be a quad core, but now I've heard that it is only going to be a dual core still. Losers.
Why would I get that crap?
Yeah, right. But it will have, it will, I mean, obviously though.
So with the Retina display, what's the big thing about that? Is it just HD?
Yeah, well, yeah. Because I think currently it is in 1020, but it's just such high pixel density. Like with the iPhone 4 technically has a higher pixel density than the iPad, so the pictures look better on this. I mean, that's bigger, so that's why it has
better resolution.
Right. So it'll cover, it'll be whatever it is, the next level up is. Yep. But it'll have, like, there's so many more pixels on the screen because of how small the screen is that it's to the point where the human eye couldn't even tell if there's any more. Like, and that was actually proven, like, they scientifically proved it after the iPhone 4 came out. Like, a scientist took it and compared it to what you could actually see and what you can't see, and because of the numbers.
How do they get all those little tiny LEDs in there?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Just kidding.
But yeah, so that's the big thing about the Retina display is just such, and really, I think they said the Galaxy Nexus still has a slightly smaller pixel density, but it's the closest to the iPhone 4. At this point.
Makes sense.
There might have been one other phone. But it's because it's easier for them because the iPhone's smaller.
Right.
So when they're the same resolution, it has a much higher pixel density.
Correct.
There's actually a website where you can just put in the size of the screen and then the whatever.
Whatever resolution it is, and it'll show you the density.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So you can compare them, but.
I bet your mine's like 2.
Really, though. It's crazy, like, just think, though, like, I mean, that phone's not even a full two, is it a full 2 years old?
Yeah, it's got to be close. But, and really, it's not bad.
But just think of how far it's come in the last 2 years, like, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, that's not horrible for being two years old. But the screen is also small. Like, I bet you the pixel density is probably good on this, but it's also...
Well, the resolution, I bet.
Can I see your phone?
Is lower, yeah. Just don't drop in your water there. But so it's supposedly, and they're thinking there's going to be a small turnaround. Like it'll launch within a week of the release. And I saw things because last year it was released during South by Southwest, like an Apple had a pop-up store in Austin and it actually became like a huge thing. Like it was one of the most talked about things at South by Southwest. And, like, even though they weren't even officially there, like, it's just the way it worked out for them. Right. I mean, it's smart on their part. I mean,
I can't wait to go South by Southwest so I can go to the Apple Store.
Well, it's funny.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know.
That's the only thing I thought. It was like, why do people get so hyped about it?
Looks like they want to get it when it comes out, and it, you know, so then they add an extra store there. I mean, really, I mean, when all the, you know,
all the tech people,
because all the tech people are there, right. They're all going to buy it.
It makes sense, but still, it's just kind of like,
I mean, for a consumer, it doesn't, but all the people there need it. Like all the people that do reviews, that run tech sites, whatever it may be, us.
And then they jack up the price like $20 and they laugh at them.
I don't think they do that.
Steve would have probably done that.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. So, and then I read a thing today about like, just like it'll suck because at first though, it'll make all the iPad, none of the apps will have time to actually make their stuff hide, like the higher def. So it'll take a little while. Like,
well, it's like,
they had 2 weeks to do it when the iPhone 4 came out. And I think this one will be like a week, maybe. They think it'll be like, we're announcing it on this Wednesday and it's going out next Friday. Like, so a short turnover, right?
Yeah, whatever.
What were we going to ask?
Oh, so, like, even if I, say I have an app out there, like, if I don't make it look pretty to fit on that, will it still be in the App Store? Can people still get it?
Yeah, it'll look better already just being on the better resolution.
But it's just to make it look even better.
But you can go back and take out, you could take out, you know, just put in a higher definition pictures.
Makes sense.
And stuff to make it even better, to take full advantage of it.
I'd make a second app the exact same with high def pictures and charge like 20 cents more.
Yeah.
Heard it here first.
Marketing plan of the century right here. Watch out. He's crazy.
It's true. Facebook.
And I suppose maybe this should have went up with the path thing, but it is what it is.
Facebook.
Well, we talked about them stealing your data anyway, right?
It's true.
Now they're stealing your pictures.
Now they're stealing my pictures. My deleted pictures at that.
Well, the pictures you gave them, I guess, really, right?
I'm sure it's in their user license agreement.
That they can keep whatever they want?
Yeah.
I saw. So Facebook is said to be keeping everything. Even if you've deleted a picture, apparently they still have it.
It's kind of the whole Big Brother thing. Like, if you don't want it on the internet, don't put it on there.
Right.
Because even if you delete it and Facebook didn't keep it, there are plenty of websites out there that archive all websites, like to a specific day even. I went back. Mike, you remember back in the day? You remember a little hamster dance? Dee 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 dee.
Yeah.
Okay. I went back all the way to the day that they first started. It was fantastic.
On archive.com or what?
Yeah. And it was like the most garbage. .org, I believe.
Yeah.
Most garbage website. Hamsterdance.com. Crappy flash background and just hamsters dancing and an awesome song. And it would loop forever. That site has changed since then, but I can go back and check it out. So assume that all of your crap, Even your emails, assume that they're being archived somewhere.
Well, it's funny, like, you see on Twitter a lot of times, like, celebrities or someone will leak something a bit early, and then they'll delete it, but it's already too late. There's people that have either screenshots of it or have ways, you know what I mean? Like, it's out there. You can find it here. Like, it's kind of the same thing. It's funny, I saw a thing that said, it was like a cartoon. It was like, Facebook, are they lazy? Are they evil? Or are they just stupid? Or something along those lines.
All of the above?
Right. Like, are they keeping it on purpose to be evil? Or are they just too lazy to go back and delete things? Or are they just forgot that it was there? Forgetful, that was what it was, not stupid. Well, same thing, right? But yeah. So, if you ever put a picture on Facebook and then deleted it, it's still there. And they can look at... Are you playing it right now? Is that what's happening? For all your listening pleasures. And it just loops, right?
Yep.
Great.
And you get to see the fantastic hamsters. How awesome is that? Does that look like a website from 1999?
Oh, it sure does. It looks pretty awesome, though.
tons of hamsters.
Hence the sarcasm in my voice.
Dancing away.
But yeah. So, and Facebook, unlike Path, who got called out around the same time, hasn't done anything. They don't even care that you know now that they're keeping their pictures. They're like, whatever. We're above you. Something, I don't know.
Who knows?
Facebook is going to run the world.
Did you read about the story about how Zuck has been keeping his voting shares above 50%?
I saw the story. I don't think I read it.
He's been paying everybody.
He's been buying out the shares or something?
Not the shares, the voting rights from the shares for $100 per share.
Really?
That's funny. I thought that was interesting. So people still own their stock, but they have no...
They have no say in the company.
Right.
They just, better or worse, that's where they're at.
I don't know if I would sell them to him.
Well, might as well at this point, right?
Right, but...
Because he already owns how much.
Right. I mean, and Grant... But it's like, I wonder, like when they make a decision, is it 50%? Like if you have anything over 50% and you're solid? Or do they need like a 2/3 vote? Like the House?
I don't know.
I would assume it'd be like a 2/3. Like he wouldn't be the ultimate decider.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Well, I guess in the same time.
That would make sense too.
Yeah. Anyways.
I'm sure he listens to reason perfectly well.
Good one.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Wolfram Alpha launched a pro service of their, a pro version of their service today. It had been rumored to be coming out for the last few days, but it actually launched today. So if you use Wolfram Alpha, have you ever used it?
What is it?
It's a information site.
It's like it's just a web...
It's like
That was weird. Like the door wasn't closed all the way again, apparently.
It was
Anyways, informational site.
It's like Google, except for instead of giving you a list of web pages, it actually gives you like like a list of answers. Like you could put it in, it's really good with math and science stuff.
So it's kind of like Ask Jeeves.
Sort of.
Ask Jeeves sounds way cooler and is easier to remember.
Clearly.
At least Ask Jeeves would pass the bar test.
Except for how you spell Jeeves. That's a weird... I mean, I don't know because of Ask Jeeves. But prior to that, I'd be like, how do you spell Jeeves? Is it with a G or a J? Anyway. Yeah, so Wolfram Alpha is, it's really good with data. It helps. If you use it, you know what it is. If you don't, go look it up. They're launching a pro service today that will help your data even more. it'll be $5 a month for regular users and $3 if you're a student, or $2-something if you're a student. But that's all about that. Do you want to talk about Google? Do you know this stuff about Google? Do you know anything about Google? Have you heard any rumors about Google lately?
I didn't hear about the X, but I did hear about the next piece.
Well, so there's some weird site that popped up called Solve for X, which is apparently a Google site it's very TED-like. If you don't know, and what does TED stand for? Technology, educate, I don't know. TED is like this video conference thing that goes on about technology, and they always do big talks. Do you know TED? You don't know TED either?
Nope. Do you want me to look it up quick?
No. Yeah, what is it? TED. What does it stand for? So it's a similar to that, but nothing more has really come out about it since then.
Technology, entertainment, and design.
Okay. Then does it have like a subtitle? Is it something? Something that matters, technology that matters, or technology for the future, or... I don't know, there's some really crazy, interesting things. There are tons of podcasts, if you watch them. There's an iPad app.
Ideas worth spreading,
that's what I'm going for. But, like, people are talking about, like, some crazy stuff. But it's really cool. Some of them are. The few I've watched. So it's a Google version of that, essentially, is what people think. But no one else really knows yet. So we'll see what happens with that.
Google also announced that they... I mean, it's been rumored, and I've heard about it for probably the last 4+ months, I bet, that they wanted to do their own...
I'd say almost a year.
Has it been that long?
Well, like it came and disappeared a while ago, and then it's kind of surfaced again.
Yeah. So they want to do their own cloud. They want to do their own cloud service now to compete with Microsoft, Amazon's, Apple's, everybody's.
Dropbox. Box.net. I think it is the other one. People use.
I'm trying to think of one. Yeah, no, that's all.
File sync.
Damn. Anyways,
files anywhere.
So they will have a free service, and I know I read it, but I didn't catch how much the free one would be. But they'll also have free paid ones, also, like if you fill that up. And they said the plan is it will be cheaper and more storage than any of the services available right now.
This is also speculation, though, isn't it? Or has Google actually announced it now?
I don't know where the article. I would have to look.
I think it's still speculation, but I'm not sure.
Would you doubt that, though?
Oh, no, I'm sure. Google. No, like, I was just thinking when, as you said it, I was thinking about how their music service is kind of like that. Like you can put a ton of music up and just do whatever you want with it.
Let me see here.
They've been talking about it. I've seen it, like Randy said, for the last 4 months. But, like, even, like, a year ago and 2 years ago, it's been rumored to be coming.
Yeah, it was from the article I read was from the Wall Street Journal. So it's like,
earlier in the podcast, we told them not to believe anything they read from there.
Oh, damn. They are a pretty uncredible.
They're uncredible. Yeah.
It's like
incredible.
They are very incredible. And then also, so with the new Galaxy Nexus, you get access to the Google Wallet with the NFC chip built in, and I got to watch a pretty informative demo on how your PIN can be cracked with the press of an app button.
Nice.
But it only so right now when you have the Google Wallet app installed on your phone, you open it and it prompts you for a PIN right away. So the demo showed the guy typing in what his PIN was, loading it, he opened up this wallet cracker, whatever, I forget what the app was called. We'll say it's wallet cracker. Cracker wallet. He opens it up, and it kind of, like, blinks a little bit, and it goes, your PIN is, bloop, and it shows you. You know, he had it 1357. So he's like, okay, I'll go back in the app, change my PIN, and show you again. So he goes, bloop, 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 it shows it, and goes, it's 2468 now. Only works on rooted phones because where that file is stored is you need root access. So in order for it to work right now, you'd have to have a rooted Nexus. It still seems crazy that they didn't store this on the NFC chip where everything is encrypted.
Right. It's funny because I saw that they're like, hypothetically, you could root the phone first and then crack it. I mean,
right. But it's like,
but that seems like a little overkill, but
yeah, but it's, I mean, it's something to be genuinely worried about, or not. I mean, only if you have a rooted phone, it's something to be genuinely worried about.
And you have NFC, and you're using Google Wallet, which is currently only available on.
Right, but I don't know anybody that is rooting a brand new Nexus, honestly.
Right, because why would you?
Yeah, it's the way Android is built to be. So why would you need to have root access? Right,
but some people just like that, like the control.
Well, knock it off.
I'm not, not me.
I know.
I don't know why you're telling me to knock it off.
No, you'd be happy to root your phone, Mike.
I would.
Think of all the power. Think of all the things you could do with that. You could change your ringtone, finally.
Oh.
Good one.
Anyway. You want to talk about Pirate Bay?
Pirate Bay. So they've been in the news kind of back and forth a little bit, especially with, like, Mega Upload and... Are you freaking out?
No, I'm fine.
Mega Upload and... what was the other big one that got taken down?
Mega Upload.
There was two that got taken down.
Napster.
Oh, it was Napster. Damn. Anyways, so there's been lots of speculation that now that... the three main guys have sort of Are they in jail now?
In Finland or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, Finland, right?
They made the all of the torrent data available for download. It's 90 gigs worth of stuff. Or is it 9 gig? 90. I'll say it's 90.
Go download it right now and tell us. But anyway, if you ever wanted anything.
Yeah, so since the founders are going to prison, like when the site was going to get shut down, you know, a year ago or whatever, they put up all of the seed files available for download so everybody could host their own version of Pirate Bay around the world so it could never be shut down. The same thing again. And it's a whole another way that people are... The pirate community is uniting once again.
Pirates unite, which seems kind of counterintuitive, but...
It's awesome.
An army of pirates?
I thought about downloading it, but it's like, I really don't...
What do I need it for?
Oh, no, I lied. It's only 50 megs? Way smaller. No, 90. It's 164 megs or 90 megs compressed. It is 1,643,194 torrents. That's a lot of torrents.
You'll be torrenting forever.
I'm gonna download all of them.
Are you?
Yep. Have fun. All of the torrents. Oh. I don't want the seed files. I want the data actually. Right.
Have fun with that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll get done with that.
Comcast
in no time.
Will love me.
Right.
I'll be shut down.
Shut down in no time.
So, yeah, that's what I got to say about that.
That's Pirate Bay.
Not bad. A pirate site that'll fit on your flash drive.
And, you know, you never know. They might, they could still be up for a while. They changed to,
They'll honestly never go away at this point.
They changed to a different extension. What do you call it at the end? They changed it because they didn't want to be able to be grabbed by the American government. That's why they changed it. They changed it to Finland. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah. In our last bit of news, we talked about Kodak a few weeks ago filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And now apparently they're going to stop making cameras.
About time.
And they're going to just they're basically going to stick to printing pictures, I guess, is what they're... I don't know. They're still going to do some other stuff. I'm not exactly sure what. Things with higher payouts, I guess.
It makes sense, because their cameras... I mean...
That great.
Right. You can get... If you're looking just for a digital camera, they have stellar deals. I bought my dad one for $50, 10 megapixel. It's
good.
It's a good camera. All he needs to do is take pictures in the garage.
Right.
So.
But... At the same time, you can do that with your phone at this point, right?
Not my dad.
Well, I mean, but that's the reason, part of the reason, I think. That, and I think just because of such a flooded market with so many different brands of digital cameras. But it's still, we talked about it before, so we don't really need to get into it now. But it's kind of a sad thing. I mean, Kodak is, in the 80s and the 90s, they were, and probably even the 70s, I don't know how long. They were the camera brand, you know, like they were the big dogs, and they've clearly fallen to the wayside now. But yeah.
You want to know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
let's see here.
I don't hear anything crazy happening.
I know. I just wanted to make sure that I got my stat right.
Make sure you're not looking at the Wall Street Journal again.
Yeah. Kodak has been in the business for almost 130 years.
Oh, wow. A lot further back.
Yeah. Since 1889. And
crazy.
And the guy that invented Kodak actually started getting patents for all of the cameras in 1881.
That's pretty crazy.
So
a long time ago.
Think of how many, because I know that was one of the big things that they were going to do was sell off some of their patents.
Right. the only thing they have that's worth anything.
If they think of how much they're worth if they've had them
except for after 30 years, they're public domain anyway. Or so many years.
Can't you renew them?
I'm not sure.
So like Apple's patents,
they'll all run out eventually. That's why.
So what's up with all these patent war garbage?
Well, because it's like
because it's all from the 80s. So right. Coming up.
Because technology changes so fast, they think they need to limit the amount of time. They need to lessen the amount of time. The whole point, I think it's 20 years, actually. Because, like, with the Nintendo, like, that's why you see, people are allowed to make
Nintendos
now. Cartridges are
going to be coming out again.
No, like, even, yes. like, a certain, you go to...
No, I get it.
You
like,
know,
the
you've
dual
seen,
cartridge. The
yeah.
NES/Super NES.
Because the patents have expired, so anybody... that's the thing with patents is... You are freely giving everything away. Like Google's algorithms, you can look at the patent for, right? You can see what the algorithm is, but you can't use it. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Until the 20 years, the length of whatever it is has passed, and then it's open domain. It just gives you...
Are they constantly writing patents then? Like Google, because I know like
I'm
with
sure.
their algorithm...
They constantly
like
change it.
They change it, you know,
I don't
daily.
Know. I don't know how much they do that anymore. Like, I don't know. I'm sure they are. I mean,
it's one thing I don't know enough about,
but I know that there's a certain length of time, and that's the whole point is like you're telling everyone how you do it, but they're not allowed to use it for this amount of time to give you a head start, and then all of a sudden like so that's why 20 years later you see all these generic versions of something hit the market, or they have to figure out a different way to do it, which we've talked about before. What is it like 10% different or something?
Yep, 10%.
Something along, you know. So
interesting.
Patent law is a giant mess, but that's why they think it needs to be, just because, especially with software and stuff, like the way technology moves so fast, they think it's just such an unruly length
beast.
Of time, like that it should be shorter or have some other stipulations. We don't need to get into patents.
Yeah.
Except we neither of us know enough about them to really
need Ayaz on here.
Right. Or Neelai. Because those are lawyers. We're not lawyers, as it turns out.
No.
It may seem that way at times, but...
I am fluent in bird law.
Are you?
Yeah.
Filibuster. So anyway, is there anything else you'd like to talk about before we wrap things up here?
I challenge you to a duel.
Like right after this? Or yep. What? Okay. Whatever. That's cool.
All
right.
So no, that's all I got.
Okay. So you can always find us on our website, bleedgeek.com.
Bleedgeek.com.
Or on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com.
Suggest us to your friends, maybe.
/bleedgeek.
Thank you.
Yep.
Maybe, you know, tell your friends, hey, check these guys out.
These guys are pretty cool.
Or your neighbors, or your coworkers, or your apartment livers. With
we should spam our apartment.
Like with flyers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all crazy people that live here.
Stores. Yeah, but it's listeners. If they like us, I don't care.
They're going to know where we live.
No, they won't.
Anyway.
Just bleedgeek.com. I'm just an alias. Exactly.
Anyway. So, you know, tell your friends. You can follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.com/bleedgeek.
Tumblr's still doing nothing, but it's there. And yeah. I think that's our main means of communication. Check back to the site. We got some stuff coming up that we've been working on. Some more fun changes. So watch out for that. And we're working on something cool for our 1-year anniversary, which is coming up faster than I think we're ready for. But
3 months?
Yeah, well, we're on 38, so 52 would be a year.
Yeah.
It's 14 episodes.
12 weeks.
12.
52 weeks in a year?
Right.
What did I say? 14 weeks, I meant.
Yeah, that's like 12. What? Anyway. But yeah. So. Did I forget something? Oh. If you have anything you'd like to say, or someone you think would be interested, or if you ever have thoughts that you'd like to talk to us about, or anything at all you'd like to say, you can always email us. And where can they email us, Randy? What's our email?
Get effed at bleedgeek.com. Just kidding. fans@bleedgeek.com.
And
that was inappropriate. We appreciate all you guys.
And if anyone would like to call us because they don't really feel like typing or are driving and don't have access to such a thing and are bored.
408.
Ooh, that's not right.
409.
That's also not. 406-79-GEEKS. Or 406-794-3357.
406-79-GEEKS.
That is correct.
Should be 409.
Well, you can't win them all.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? Did I cover everything? Follow us individually on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
I am at Mike037.
I'm at Crandall111.
Who in the last 6 months has not changed his Twitter handle?
Thanks for pointing that out.
But,
Sunday.
But as always, visit our site, bleakgeek.com. And with that, thank you for listening tonight, and have a good night.
Good night.